Manashkash.
Hi, I'm Courtney.
And I'm Patrick.
And this is our true crime podcast,
Evil Pudding.
We are a husband and wife duo.
I'm ex-military and law enforcement.
And I'm a true crime professional fanatic.
And we will together will cover the most depraved and most shocking offenders and events that you probably have ever heard of.
That's right. Only the most evil are covered here.
So join us once a week
as we serve up some evil pudding.
Hey, Paige.
Hey, Sam.
What you doing?
Fuck, I don't know. Is it my turn?
It is.
Shit. I had something, too, and now I can't remember what it was. Fuck, I don't know.
I put you on the spot. That was great.
I know. What was it gonna be?
I don't know. You don't tell me these things in advance.
It was probably something about the sperm whales.
We haven't picked that up off the ground yet.
Wait, what? What? Did I miss something?
No.
Well, when was it on the ground? Did you drop my sample? Now it's contaminated.
She's got cat hair in it now. It's
Well, besides dropping sperm, what else are we doing, Sam?
We're attempting to record a podcast.
What's that podcast called?
MQ.
Murder, Mystery, and Mayhem.
Now that I'm crying, we started this dumbassery episode off fantastically.
Lord.
So obviously we needed a break from serious shit.
Smelly Shelly.
So we are doing a dumbassery episode today.
Yeah,
we got some random shit for you today.
Yeah, very random. Mine's aren't going to be as funny as yours.
Probably not. But, like, on a serious note, you know what tops off all the mastery right now?
Oh, what's going on in Tennessee right now?
Tennessee. We're not okay.
No, not even a little bit.
So, yeah, that's it. Tennessee's just not okay.
No. It is fucked up right now, guys. Don't come to Tennessee.
No. No, we don't get political here. We have our opinions and we've talked about things like abortion and shit like that. But, like, we are one of those states that we're gonna have our fucking guns.
Yeah, no shit.
Whether we should or not, that's just how this state has always been. But the most interesting thing to me about the whole situation with the House of Representatives and everything is that they got pissed that there was a peaceful protest about gun violence. There was nobody arrested that day.
No.
There was nobody harmed that day. But three representatives were essentially on trial to be expelled. And two of them did get expelled, but what this has done is slapped the Republican Party straight in the face because they gave these three individuals a platform to say whatever the fuck they want. They are now, they're there. Mm-hmm. They're national news.
Yeah. TikTok news.
TikTok news.
That's where I saw it first, was TikTok.
I watched the hearings.
Yeah.
On each. Because they did it the same day, but each was separate. And the way these people were talked to was absolutely ridiculous. They were not their peers. They were beneath them. That is how they were spoken to.
Right.
And there was absolutely no reason for that.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
And the two men were spoken to worse than the woman was. And when she was asked why those two men were expelled and she was not, Her words were essentially, I am a fill-in-the-blank age white woman, and they are two young black men. And I honestly don't know whether it's race, and it very well could be for the majority of the people there that voted to expel them. Or if it's because they are younger and they are getting more attention than they are, or, you know, they have that superiority complex of, I've been here longer and you need to get in line. Don't know. But either way, it fucking backfired, and both men are reinstated, and they are serving in the House of Representatives as an interim representative until the special election. And because of this, they got to open their campaign funds again, still while they're serving as an interim representative. And mm-hmm. so they get to run again in when special election is held. So I guarantee that those two men will be there for a very long time.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't want to listen to political crap, that's there, that. But Tennessee is just fucked right now.
Yeah, it is.
As it just is. They had a bunch of kids march on the state capitol, and their response was to expel three, or attempt to expel three members who stood up with the children and chanted with them.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's that. I felt like we needed to talk about it because we are Tennesseans and it's fucked.
It is fucked.
But hey, good things have come out of it. Not only have those two men been reinstated by their constituencies, their areas, whatever. But we also found out that the Speaker of the House isn't actually living in Crossville, where his constituency is.
Where is he living?
I don't remember where exactly he's living, but he's not living in Crossville. But I would like somebody to look at the expense reports, because I'm pretty sure they get mileage or per diem or something of the sort for travel from their home to the Capitol. And Crossville is like a 2.5 hours from Nashville, depending on what part of Crossville you're in. But so there's our Tennessee update, which again fits in the dumbassery section. Anyway, so you want to go first, or do you want me to?
You can. You got yours pulled up.
Did you see the? Can you see the title? The title is Texas Mystery Man Dubbed Edward Scissorhands Cuts Neighbor's Trees Overnight.
I wish somebody can cut my trees.
We need to get a chainsaw for that one big one. I'm going to get a chainsaw. We're going to cut that bitch. Anyway, this mystery man who resides, who residents have dubbed Edward Scissorhands, has been bizarrely snipping branches off of residents' trees late in the night in Fort Worth, Texas.
Why?
Nobody knows, because he's still a mystery. And this was October of 22. So I did a little bit of searching to see if they found him, and I don't think they did.
Courtney, why? Are you doing it?
It's Patrick. Courtney. It's Patrick.
It's Patrick.
It's Pat. The article goes on to say, this self-appointed arborist, Oddball, has trimmed at least a dozen trees on streets in front of homes in the area, and was caught on camera several times mid-snip. The neighbor says, sometimes he'll take a little bit, but then in other people's trees, he'll take massive gobs.
What is he doing? Is he like a beaver? Is he going to go stomp up a dam?
There's a picture down here, and you'll see it in a second. But in the home surveillance footage, you can see him, like, he had taken a chunk out of the tree, but he just stands back and he's just like, yeah.
I did real good there.
He's just like admiring it. It's really funny.
Yeah, it's definitely Patrick. Looks just like him.
He's got the beanie on and everything.
You think he just gets like, he's just dropping acid or something?
Well, he's not taking the bits with him.
Oh, he's leaving them?
Yeah, so...
he's not even cleaning up?
One of the people was like, I was talking to my wife, Emily, and I was like, hey, we had a storm last night? Because there was a bunch of winds just...
They were just everywhere. You are laughing at this way too much. This has really tickled your funny bone.
She's like, oh no, that's Edward Scissorhands.
Edward what?
I can't do it because I'm looking at fucking...
It's like the Midnight Baba.
So, that's it. They don't know who it is.
They still don't know who it is.
They don't know who it is.
Who'll be trimming trees. It's
really fucking funny, though, but these people look very concerned.
They are very concerned.
About tree trimming in the middle of the night.
This is so ridiculous. What the fuck? They are very concerned.
They're very upset about...
Well, did you hear about the woman? Hold on, read it. What were you going to read?
These very concerned individuals here say, we really just wanted to stop this.
Why?
They probably trimmed. I bet it's a homeowners association and we fucking hate them.
But who thinks? You know what I want to do tonight? I want to go fuck up somebody's trees.
Like I said, listen, homeowners associations piss me off.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to do it. They're just going to send you a letter for you to do it.
They're
not going to do it
themselves. I'm not saying he's part of the homeowners association. Oh, okay. He might be, but, like, he's pissed off about something. So he's like, oh, I can only have 3 trees in my yard, and they have to have 57 leaves each. All right, let's... If I can fix that for everybody else, too.
Maybe his dream was to be Edward Scissorhands.
Maybe. Or maybe he was just real fucking high.
I think he was just high. Patrick, tell us what's up. Why did you do this?
I'm so sorry that I laughed at that entire thing. That
was... Yeah.
It was real stupid, but it cracked me up as I was reading it.
My God. Did you see that... I swear I think it was a woman in Tennessee. I may be wrong. But anyways, she put up a fence in the homeowners association. They were like, you can have 6 foot or 8 foot
in the
backyard, but you can only have
4 foot or some shit in the front yard.
So she fucking got a chainsaw or some shit, and she just dropped that bitch off. Like, not even steady.
It's
fucking jacked. Yeah. And then she goes and she spray paints that bitch or paints it. Uh-huh. I don't know, fucking neon damn colors. Uh-huh. Every single panel is a different fucking color. Uh-huh. And it's not even like, you know, a panel is a different color. Uh-huh. A panel is a different color with fucking other paint splashed on it too.
Yeah.
It looks like a kindergarten win painted this damn
thing. Did you hear what she said when somebody asked her why she chose those colors or what happens if the rain washes it off or weathering or whatever? She said that there's a warranty on it.
There's a warranty.
So once that happens, she's just gonna, you know, make sure that it's taken care of.
Yeah, it's gonna be repainted again. And she only did it on the side of the fence where
facing away.
Bitch ass neighbor called and was like, this bitch's fence is too high.
It wasn't even the homeowners association. That is an ordinance with the city.
Well, dude told on her, and she said, fuck you, because it's only painted on that one
side.
Oh,
I know. And it's amazing.
And he's pissed.
She's my hero.
Oh, God, it's so funny. And she, you can tell that she is, like, she's not crazy at all. She is so level-headed.
Uh-huh.
She's like, bitch, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. God, that was so funny, though. Like, she's just talking so normal, and then the fucking neighbors are like, can you see what she fucking had? Like,
I bet she watches the news. She's like, look at those dumbasses.
Oh my God, so funny. That cracked me up.
She needs an award or something.
Mm-hmm. petty, most pettiest award. Yes.
Yeah, something. Just
love it.
Not everyone wears. Not every hero wears a cape.
Some pain offense. God, that's funny. Okay, that wasn't my dumbassery, no, but it was like funny.
Random tangent. That's fantastic. I love it.
All right, I'm gonna show you this picture. We haven't done this one before, right?
I do. Should I do?
No.
So no. I'll have to post the picture.
Yes.
So these two smart individuals, Matthew McNelly and Joey Miller, decided that they were going to break into somebody's home in Iowa. And instead of getting like ski masks or covering their faces or anything like that, they decided to mark all over their faces with permanent marker.
That is a beautiful plan. And I bet it worked out so well for them.
It worked out great for them. So great. You can already tell.
I'm very giggly today.
You are. It's funny, though. Okay, anyways. When the police stopped a vehicle matching the caller's description blocks away, they were stunned by the men's disguises. It says, "We're very skilled investigators." But the black faces just gave them away right away. Oh, yeah. They are white, by the way.
They are very, very white.
And one of them, like, he painted it like Batman kind of. It looks like he was trying to be Batman. And the other one is like got like a beard and a mustache.
That's funny.
It's looking kind of rough, actually. But anyways.
Did they try to deny it? Is my question.
Apparently they were drunk.
Oh, well, that explains that.
Oh, shit. Apparently the reason why they targeted that house, apparently I didn't read that part. The reason why they targeted that house is because they thought the man was fucking his girlfriend.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Both men were charged with attempted burglary because they didn't actually get to do it.
Of course.
And
but the smell of the marker got to him first.
Probably. And operating a vehicle while intoxicated.
Mm. Under the influence of alcohol or other substances, or because they were sniffing markers.
Markers, probably. Their mugshots are pretty fucking funny.
They are.
It says, "I've been chief here almost 25 years, been with the department 28 and a half years, and I've seen a lot of things that make me laugh and weird things, but this was probably the best combination of the two, strangely weird and hilariously funny at the same time." I mean, who thinks, let's color on our faces? He's not going to know who this is with fucking permanent marker on their face.
Yeah.
But, like, they're mug shots, too. Like, I swear he's, like, he's given.
I'm pretty.
Like, Zoolander. Blue Steel.
Blue Steel.
He's given, like, Blue Steel.
He's got the little pouty lip thing going, too. It's fantastic.
But the way that they cuddler, too, like, a kindergartner could have done better.
Yeah, my pre-K does that. Does better than that.
What the fuck?
That's funny.
That is so crazy. People are dumbasses.
Yeah.
The heard the dude singing, oh gosh, how does it go? To the window.
Oh, the one that is in like random, like style.
Frank Sinatra or whatever.
Yeah.
To this drop down my balls.
Jolene was the best.
Lord.
It was the best. We're getting on some tangents.
We are. I can't believe you didn't like my bear one. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, whoa. Lizard on a bear.
I laughed.
Okay, good.
Alright, so my next one. We're doing two each, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. If Goldilocks was a burglar, this is what they would be.
Goldilocks was a burglar.
Okay, a male burglar who a male instead of female, I guess.
She definitely stole that porch.
He definitely tried to steal shit, but he fell asleep, so.
Of course.
So, this happened in Ohio in 2021. Yes. The woman's name was Stacy Stedman, and she said, "He just helped himself to everything in our house." So, she came home one Monday morning, and ADHD ain't good today.
But my doctor said I got HD, and I got 80 of them. Like that.
Sounds bad.
I got That's, 80 of them, motherfuckers.
That be me today. There's things that move on this page, and I don't like it. But anyway, so.
Stop moving.
It says Stedman, who lives with her husband, son, and brother-in-law, said she saw a light was on in the spare room, where she then found the not-so-smooth criminal snoozing. The quick-thinking gal, whose husband, Raymond...
Is that what it says? The yes. quick-thinking gal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because only... anyway. So this woman, she went to go wake up her brother-in-law, who then chased the intruder out of the home. So after this, she found that the door to the backyard was open, and the man's sopping wet trousers were laying by the pool, indicating that he had taken a swim. She added that the hungry criminal had also apparently finished off the leftovers the previous night's chicken dinner.
And even
lit a candle in the bathroom. He took a shit.
I was about to say, he took a shit.
He definitely took a shit.
He just ate their food, took a shit.
At least he started a candle, you know? But before leaving, the creepy nabber is what they called him. Nabber. Oh my god. Apparently, this douchebagger decided to swipe a pair of her son's underwear. I'm assuming because his were wet and needed to get some fresh shit on.
Gross.
So, it remains unclear how the man entered the home, although Stedman's husband had seen the guy walking in the street shirtless before he left for work at 4 a.m. He waited until the guy passed to leave for work.
Yeah.
So the dude saw that he left and was like, that's the house.
Yep.
That's the one. He was obviously intoxicated.
Yeah, he was going to Goldilocks.
He was taken to the hospital for examination.
Wait, why?
Probably because he was intoxicated and they needed to make sure that he could detox properly.
Oh, okay.
Because that shit be dangerous.
He went swimming, took a shit.
Yeah.
At least they lit a candle so it didn't stink.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That was very thoughtful. But apparently he did this in 2015 in Florida and did the same thing. Fell asleep on somebody's sofa. he just needed a warm place to stay for a minute.
Yeah.
He didn't take anything. He just ate their food. Shit in their bed. No,
shit in their bed. Whoa, Amber Heard.
Ate their food, took a shit, went swimming. Like, he didn't do all the things. It's yeah. Fine.
Shit the bed.
Did you see the TikTok? Where there was a guy. He's like a bigger guy, but he was like, I decided I was going to go on a run, and I was hot, so I took my shirt off. And he's running, and he's like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, these two cops come in. And they're like, boom. He's very animated. But then he's like, they're talking to me about indecent exposure. He's like, what do you want me to do?
Oh,
put a bra on?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then at the very end, he's like, I got two court dates, one for each titty.
Yes, I literally just watched that earlier. That is so funny.
We have the same.
Yeah, our For You page is just the same.
We are the same person.
Yeah, he's like, well, I got one for each titty.
But then it cut to the news anchor who was just dying. She goes, I'm so sorry.
Could you imagine? I would be so pissed off.
But seriously though, how do they get for indecent exposure? I don't know.
Because they got hard as well.
They were confused about their sexuality.
They got hard. They didn't know what to do. They're like, dig it.
They were like, bitch, don't confuse me.
Oh god. Fuck. I'm just gonna read this shit because it's a lot. So, this dude flooded a whole damn town.
Whole damn town.
For sex.
Oh.
Or did he?
Keep going.
So, apparently, his name is James. In 1993, I think this was Missouri. No. Yeah. Maybe.
Same fucking person. Different font.
So it says James was keen to party, going fishing, and having an affair. Not necessarily in that order.
Oh, it's definitely in that order.
But to make that happen, he needed his wife out of town, so he came up with a plan. A plan that was so stupid that it caused flooding of 14,000 acres of land.
Holy shit.
Ruined several businesses, destroyed 40 homes, and led to millions of dollars of damage. As a result, it was deemed a catastrophe, and Scott was jailed for 20 years.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. He only got 20 years for that?
It says it's one of the most extreme lengths that someone has gone to so they can cheat on their partner. But like any good love story, was there an unexpected twist?
I feel like that's not the most extreme. I feel like actual murder is extreme.
Or whenever
flooding a whole ass town, it's close.
Well, this was in 1993, so at that time it may have been the most extreme. I don't know. The dude, Scooby-Doo dude, was probably the worst. Sam, I almost called you Samantha.
I know you did. You were very disappointed in me, and I am very confused currently.
The guy that kidnapped for sex.
Oh.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, no, I got you now. Scooby-Doo from Down Under.
That didn't sound right at all. That's a Scooby-Doo I didn't watch.
That was a Scooby-Doo nobody wants.
Maybe. Anyways. Before we get to the flood, let's take a quick look at James. James was born in 1969 and grew up in Quincy, Illinois. He had his first brush with the law when he burned down his elementary school at the age of 13.
Was that also for sex?
Does not say. 6 years later, he committed arson again.
Oh.
And by his early 20s, he had added a number of petty thefts to his
burglaries.
These crimes led to several years in prison spent across several different facilities. Scott was released from prison on parole in 93 and married. It seems he may have only been happy about one of those events. Well, that's fucked. Why do you marry them? In July of 1993, there was a flooding of the Mississippi River, and so on the banks of the river, a levee was built. The levee had been raised by topping it with 15 feet of dredged sand, which in turn was covered by plastic sheets to reduce erosion. Sandbags were placed on top of the sheets to hold them in place. The levee was effective, causing the river to drop 1.5 feet below the levee and spare the town from any potential flooding.
Nice.
Until July 16th. James' wife, Susie, worked at a truck stop in Missouri, so it was Missouri, which was located on the other side of the river to Quincy and accessed by the Quincy Memorial Bridge. James thought if he could flood the one road that Susie could take home, she would be stranded in Missouri, and Scott could engage in partying and sexual activities. So he devised a plan.
So why didn't he just not go home?
Because he was using his home as the party place.
Why not go somewhere else?
Because he wanted to use his house.
Okay.
On the night of July 16th, the levee unexpectedly failed when the river burst through, resulting in severe flooding on the Missouri side of the river. It washed out all bridges across the river within 200 miles.
Oh, shit.
And prevented access for many people. Susie was stranded. Scott could party.
Wow.
A reporter from the local NBC affiliate arrived at the scene looking for an eyewitness to interview. Standing on the river watching the rescue, she found James, who agreed to be interviewed live on TV. In the interview, James told the reporter he had spotted a weak point in the levee where water was coming through a gap. He moved some of the sandbags from the top of the sheet to fix it. Then, satisfied he had solved the problem, he left to get a drink. He later found out the levee had been breached and had come back to the scene to see if he could assist. Both the local Quincy police and Missouri authorities thought that Scott's story sounded suspicious. Just a bit. The police knew of Scott through his criminal activities and found holes in his story. The largest was that the levee had been inspected 2 hours prior to the flooding, and it looked fine.
Oh, shit.
Scott was taken in for questioning, and his story seemed to change from the one he had given on TV. While he wasn't charged, he was arrested a few months later on an unrelated theft charge and sentenced to 10 years in jail. You leave me alone.
It's funny, you start to say it, you look at me, and then you change it to theft.
Damn you.
Why? I didn't break the levee. It wasn't me.
With Scott in prison, authorities on both sides of the river investigated the flooding. One of Scott's friends told investigators that Scott deliberately removed sandbags to flood the town in an attempt to strand his wife. Other townspeople came forward to say they heard Scott at a party boasting about what he had done to the levee. In November 1994, Scott was the first person ever charged under the 1979 Missouri law of intentionally causing a catastrophe.
Wow.
Yeah. During the trial, police played recordings in which James confessed to the police that he had removed 4 or 5 sandbags from the levee, opening a breach that allowed the rising Mississippi River to flood. He was sentenced.
Oh, Lord.
During the sentencing, the judge said, "It's funny that it started with fire and ended with water."
Oh, because of him being a fire bug.
The fuck was that?
I don't know, but I went for it. I just let it keep going because there's no fucking reason to stop it. But every time you said levy, it made me want to sing.
That it says on here. What does it say?
Can't drive a Chevy to the levy.
Can't drive the Chevy to the levy. That's what it says. It says if the trial, so he was sentenced, he tried to appeal it, you know, several times. He was sentenced to life in prison, 33 years. But it said if the trial had been held in Quincy instead of Missouri, mm-hmm. if it would have been held in Illinois instead of Missouri, his maximum penalty would have been like 7 years.
Oh, yeah, they strategically did that shit.
So closing state for the prosecution was pretty much, you know, he did it. And yeah. Then closing state for the defense was Scott, or James was trying to be a hero. He saw a potential problem and wanted to fix it. Perhaps to redeem himself in the eyes of the community. And then it says, whether he is guilty or innocent of the crime, there is one thing he is guilty of, and that is stupidly bragging about flooding a town so he could have sex. So he got 33 years. I don't think anybody died.
That's good.
But he got 33 years for flooding a town. And he may not have done it.
Oh, he absolutely did it.
So he could have sex with probably some hooker. And now he's in jail having sex. Well, someone's having sex with him. Dropping that soap.
I'm sure the wife probably would have been like, he could have just gotten to a fight with her, like an argument, and she probably would have left for the night or the weekend or whatever, and he could have done whatever the fuck he wanted, rather than flooding an entire ass town.
14,000 acres of land flooded.
But did he drive a Chevy?
He didn't drive the Chevy to the levee.
Drove a Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Could you imagine? This was in 93. I was 2 years old.
So fucked up.
I was 2.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That was 30 years ago. He did that 30 years ago.
So he's getting out of prison now?
In 3 years. I just realized that. Ding! Just went off in my head.
Yeah, I wasn't doing the math. It's been a crappy week.
going to do next. I wonder if he's still alive. I didn't look.
I bet there will be more fires. I wonder why he set the fires to begin with.
Maybe we should look into it. Yeah, because he burnt his elementary school down.
He probably didn't want to take a test. He's like, you know how to get out of taking tests? Burning that bitch.
You know how to get more sex?
Flood that bitch.
The fuck?
Yeah, I don't know.
People are fucking crazy. We got tree trimmers. You just find that so funny. I love it.
I need to find out who it was. I don't want to know his motive behind it.
Because trimming trees. Let him live.
In the middle of the night just to trim some trees. Have you seen? You don't know.
Have you seen that TikTok of the Midnight Baba?
No.
What? You've not seen the TikTok? No. Midnight Bob. No. Hold on. I'm gonna find this one because you're gonna laugh.
They call me the Midnight Barber.
Yeah, well, that's an infringement of people's liberties.
Is it?
Yeah, so don't ever be doing that to me.
I do it to you.
What?
Who do you think cuts your hair, Einstein?
My hair just doesn't grow very fast.
What, you think it stays that length naturally? I'm in there in the night, styling away.
How dare you do that to me in the night when I'm oblivious?
I do my best work when you're oblivious. I lean you up against the pillow. I'll go at you.
I lean you up against the pillow.
Is that the Mighty Boosh? Is that the sound it's from? Because it sounds like Noel Fielding or whatever his name is. I'm old Greg. That's the guy.
Hold on.
Fucking love him though. He's great.
Yes.
This is perfect. It's your fault. I mean, you're the one who wanted to go by boat. Who goes by boat anyway?
Anyways.
I'm old Greg. Have you seen my downstairs mix up? I got a mangina.
That's what that one dude felt like about. That one person did it.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I came back to a TikTok again. Midnight Bob.
That was great.
He's got a midnight tremor.
So, I hope you enjoyed this lovely dumbassery episode. I sure as fuck did.
I swear to God, I'm going to start, like, sneaking out here and cutting your trees down.
I would not complain.
I'm going to put permanent marker all over my face first. Like.
Please do.
No, I can't do that. This blackface. I can't do
not
that.
Not in that way. No, you got to do the Batman mask.
Okay. The Batman mask.
Anyway.
It's like Ross and Rachel.
I don't understand that reference other than it's from Friends.
If you understand.
Somebody knows.
Somebody knows.
And they're probably like, Sam, you're an idiot. But that's okay. Anyway, so hope you've enjoyed it. I sure as hell have. And, Yeah, Paige is just sad over here. Just like, I don't know.
I want someone to trim my trees.
Oh,
giggity.
I'm trying to think of the song that made me think. Like, I'm trying to think of the words of the song that made me think of. Yes. I'm kind of weird brain today. I don't know. Anyway, go find us on all the social media and stuff. You know, the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook.
And we are on TikTok.
And we are on TikTok. I haven't put an intro video up there in a minute. Those make me very happy as well.
Yeah. When you're not dropping sperm.
Get out of there. It's been a rough week, okay?
You made me drop my croissant.
You can also email us
at m3truecrimepod@gmail.com. Did you catch that?
And go check out our link tree. It's got some things on there.
Meniscus.
Okay.
Bye.